This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The stage is set for the voting for the first phase of assembly elections in Bihar tomorrow. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and conclude at 6 in the evening. However, due to security considerations, polling time has been curtailed to 5 p.m. in Simri, Bakhtiarpur, Mahichi, Tarapur, Munger, Jamalpur and in 56 polling booths of Suryagarha assembly segment. The political fortunes of several prominent political figures, including Deputy Chief Ministers Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha, will be decided. They are contesting on the BJP ticket. 16 sitting ministers are also contesting in this phase. Along with state police, central armed paramilitary forces have been deployed at all polling stations. To promote women's empowerment, 926 all-women managed booths have been set up, along with 107 Divyang personnel managed booths. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has criticised Congress leader Rahul Gandhi over his vote theft allegation against the BJP and the Election Commission. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju accused Mr. Gandhi of blaming the Election Commission and EVMs when the results do not come in favour of the Congress. He said Congress must complain to the Election Commission about any discrepancy in the voter lists. The BJP leader also accused Mr. Gandhi of raising non-serious issues. Air India's relief flight has safely brought back the passengers and crew of the Delhi-bound flight AI-174, who were stranded in Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia after a precautionary diversion. The flight landed in New Delhi this morning. The flight AI-174 that took off from San Francisco in the United States on Sunday was diverted to Ulaanbaatar to make a precautionary landing due to a suspected technical issue. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today met New Zealand's Commerce Minister Todd McClay in Auckland at the India-New Zealand Business Forum. Mr. Goyal highlighted the areas of cooperation between the two nations, including maritime, defence, education and tourism. Mr. Goyal also addressed the Indian diaspora, along with New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon and Mr. McClay. He said the government is working to promote ease of doing business by reducing tax burden, eliminating red tapism and lowering compliances. He added that the finalization of the free trade agreement between India and New Zealand will not only strengthen trade and investment ties between the two countries, but will open immense opportunities for them. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan witnessed the spectacular air show by the Indian Air Force's famed Surya Kiran aerobatic team in Nava Raipur, Chhattisgarh today. The breathtaking display of skill and precision fostered a patriotic atmosphere and marked the 25th anniversary of the state's formation as part of the Chhattisgarh Rajat Mahotsav celebrations. Governor Aman Deka, Chief Minister Vishnudev Sai and other dignitaries were also present on the occasion. Thousands of people gathered near Saint Lake in Nava Raipur to witness and enjoy the air show. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today said that over 25 lakh people have adopted face authentication to generate their digital life certificate. Dr. Singh said this while addressing the launch of the fourth nationwide digital life certificate campaign in New Delhi. The minister said the campaign is a unique opportunity for digital empowerment of pensioners aligned with Digital India. He said biometric was used earlier to generate these certificates, but for pensioners aged 75 and above, it may not be reliable. The holy city of Varanasi is all set to celebrate Dev Deepavali, also known as the Festival of Lights, symbolizing the triumph of light over darkness. Dev Deepavali means the Diwali of the gods. Rows of earthen lamps will line the ghats, temples, rooftops and even float upon the river Ganga, turning it into a shimmering galaxy of light. The 556th Prakash Gurpurab of the founder of Sikhism, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, is being celebrated with religious fervour. He was a great spiritual teacher who dedicated his life to teaching people about the oneness of God and the importance of living an honest, kind and helpful life. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted fellow citizens on the occasion of Guru Nanak Jayanti. And with that, we end this news bulletin.